Preparing to build a fire. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. So now we rejoin Craig and Trevor and the other members of the Boy Scout troop because they're on a camping trip and they're working on a firemanship merit badge. They're learning about making fires. So far, they've been learning about fire safety and how to put fires out, but Craig really wants to build a fire. He wants to do things that he's dreamed about in scouting. Finally, the scout leader started talking to the boys about how to build a fire. He did a demonstration. He held up a log and held a match, a burning match, to the end of the log. The match burned. He blew it out, but the log did not catch fire. He explained that you can't just light a log on fire. You need tinder. And he explained how to gather tinder or to make tinder. He said you can find pine needles, and they could be used for tinder, or small twigs, or you can make tinder out of a stick. Now, the scout leader went on to demonstrate this skill and explained that the boys would get to try their hand at it. Not all the boys had knives. Most of them did. Not all the boys had Boy Scout uniforms yet. Most of them did. So the Boy Scout leader pulled out his knife. And the Boy Scout leader's knife was not a folding knife. It was a sheath knife, like this. And it was very sharp. And the Boy Scout leader held up a stick like this and explained that this stick would be difficult to light with a match, but they could turn it into a feather stick by making curls of wood with their knife. And then he demonstrated it. He took his knife and he curled the wood up using the edge and made a feather stick. He explained the safety implications of this. Always cut away from your hand. Always cut away from your body. Don't take any chances. We don't want any accidents. He said, you know, we have a first aid kit, but we don't want to use it. He continued demonstrating how he could push this sharp blade into the edge of the stick like this and make a feather stick. Now, as the boys started doing this, many of these curls of wood came off. The Boy Scout leader says, don't worry about that. That's not important because that's still tinder. You can still use it. It's just not attached to the stick anymore. We'll gather those pieces up that came off, but do try to make a feather stick because it's a very cool thing to do if you're going to build a fire. And so he made a feather stick like this, and he had another one that he had made earlier, and he showed these feather sticks and explained that putting a match to this with some little pine needles, this would rapidly catch fire. And as the fire got hotter, they could put bigger and bigger sticks on the fire, and eventually they could get a log to burn. So these were going to be what they used to build their fire later in the afternoon. So they gave sticks like this to each of the boys to try their hand at this new skill. Craig got his stick, pulled out his knife, and opened the biggest blade, and he started working to make the curls. Some of them looked similar to the scout leader's work. Some of them came off as he had predicted. The stick that they gave Craig had a knot in it, and it stopped his blade, and he became a little frustrated, and so he pushed and got more and more frustrated, and then something happened. He slipped, and the blade came across the end of his left index finger, right here. He had immediate pain. Wow! He dropped the knife on the ground and looked at his finger. There was a cut, and there was a little drop of blood. Now, Craig didn't want to cry in front of the other boys, but he was not happy that he had cut his finger. He immediately went over to the scout leader and showed him his cut finger. The scout leader looked closely and said, "Oh, that's not good. Come with me, we're gonna go wash it off, and then we'll put a Band-Aid on it. It doesn't look too bad. It's a cut, but it's not very big, and it doesn't look very deep. So come with me, and we'll go wash it." So the scout leader and Craig went to the hand washing station and carefully washed his hand. When the soap hit the cut, it stung a bit. He didn't like that. And as the water ran on it, blood came out of the cut. And he didn't like that. But as it was all done, they dried it off with paper towels, and the scout leader put a Band-Aid on it. He said, "Put some pressure on it for a couple of minutes. That'll stop it from bleeding." They went back to the other boys. Craig was a little more careful in his whittling activities. He had learned his lesson. Be careful with knives. They can be dangerous. After a while, most of the boys had done something similar to this, with the feather stick looking fairly similar to what the scout leader had shown them. And they also had a little pile of flakes of wood that had come off during their carving activities. So they had lots of tinder. And the scout leader explained that this would all be useful when they build the big campfire in the late afternoon. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this brief episode about how Craig learned to whittle a stick with his knife and learned a little bit more than he wanted to learn about safety. Come back and join us in future videos. We'll see you soon. Bye.